Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is William Geigel calling you back.
Oh, hi, William. How are you?
My phone is working now.
Oh, it is. Okay, great. Awesome. So I'll go ahead.
What I found, you're telling me to check the plugs. Well, I looked under my desk, and like the one box that I have it plugged in that goes to the modem, must have been loose.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know how it could get loose, but I played with it, pushed it back in, and the phone works.
All right, awesome. I'm so glad that it got resolved.
Yeah, I just couldn't figure out, because everything the gentleman did when he was here was great, and I just, hadn't messed with anything. I must have moved something under the desk, but there's nothing there, so I don't know how that could have happened, but it did.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and update that to reflect that it has been resolved, and I'm so glad that you've got your phone back.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Is there anything else that I can help with today?
Let's see. Do you have a magic wand you can fix my back?
I wish. If I did, I'd be fixing everybody.
Yeah, you wouldn't be talking to me, right?
I would fix everybody if I could. But I'm so glad that at least you've got your phone, so now you're able to go ahead and get your phone calls and receive
voicemails.
Well,
it was nice for a little while because I didn't get all those scams calling me all the time.
Yeah, that's true. That is very, very true. I think we could all do a little bit without spam calls, for sure.
While you're on the phone, I got to ask you, when I did have Spectrum, I don't want to compare them, but I used to go online and look up all the codes to change, different things like your phone. Is there a list or something I can go?
So there is. There is, in fact. So if you go to archtopfiber.com.
All right, hold on. I got to get a one out here. Can I say that again?
So go to archtopfiber.com.
Okay.
Click on support on the upper right next to the sign-in button.
Support, top right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're going to scroll down to where it says in orange. It's like an orange background. And it says using Archtop's residential phone / voice service.
I should probably go online here and look, follow this while you're telling me this, because I'll screw it up. I'm sure.
I mean, if you'd like, I can also send you a copy of it, or at least a link to it, for you to at least take a look at it. But
well, if you got a list that you can send me, I'd have it on my phone, right? Or in
yeah,
my email.
It's just a lot easier for a lot of people to just go to the website where it's always available.
Well, you're right. Oh my God.
So it'll say click here for residential phone. And then you click on the subscriber guide, and it will pull up a PDF for everything related to the phone. Now,
Archtop Fiber.
And I just heard back. It was actually a glitch that was creating an issue for your phone. So.
What was that? I'm sorry.
There was apparently a glitch that was preventing your phone from working as well. So it might not have been the loose cable.
maybe that's what it was, and I just thought I had a loose connection.
Yeah, it's possible.
It wasn't loose or anything. I just touched it. So, yeah, I think you're right. You're probably right. Big glitch, whatever that is.
Yeah, essentially it's like an issue where, like, have you ever had, like, we'll put it this way. Your phone, for example, you open an app and it just fails to load. And no matter how many times you try to open it, it either crashes
or
whatever
the case
is.
All right, so that was archtopfiber.com.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you see the support sign? Like the support?
Oh, you bring that up first. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I always do a forward slash and something else, but I guess you just bring it up, right?
Well, I mean, you can go forward slash.
All right, here we go. All right, I'm on the. What the hell is this?
So when you go to support, You go halfway down the page where it says using residential phone.
Oh, my
and
God.
Says,
I lost it. Jesus.
You're okay. It's okay. I can walk you through it.
No, it's not okay. Because I forget what the hell I'm doing with him. All right. I got him on there now.
Okay.
You go up to where?
Support. And then if you're at the fiber fax.
I got to find support first.
It's on the upper right next to the sign in.
It doesn't. I don't see support. Is it spelled out?
Yes. Yes. There's like a little bubble with a question mark and then it says support next to it. It's on the upper right corner above the shop now button.
No, I don't see it. I got William and I got.
Oh, you might want to log out then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on the main page for archtopfiber.com. It's before you go into the sign in.
All right, I'm just going to shut it down and restart. I'm going to go on a different web page. That's what I'm going to do. And I don't, I'm not a typer either, so.
No worries.
I'm two fingers. I'm getting pretty good, but I got a
phone
in my hand.
Phone?
And my hand on the mouth, it's hard to type.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So
I
we're on
the
a computer.
Same thing again. Archtopfiber.com. It just comes up to.
Yep. So on when you're logged into the online portal, what you want to do is you want to go ahead and click the sign out button or log out.
I must be on the wrong. Wait a minute here. Hold on.
So it'll be on the upper right where it says log out.
Sign out. Maybe that's I didn't. I must have been signed in and never signed out. All right, we'll do it again.
So now you can just go to
Now it's telling me to sign in. Do I have to sign in?
Nope. You just go back to the regular Archtop Fiber website, which you can click the Archtop Fiber
All right. So I got
logo.
To get out of this and go back.
Just archtopfiber.com.
All right. Let's do it again next time. Okay, I'm stopped. Enter. No, I'm still coming up for the same thing. It's got my name, William, there.
Okay,
then
so what we're
going to
do.
Code, then it's got,
and that's
I don't
okay.
Know what's going on.
What we're going to do is I'm going to tell you the exact link to type out into the web page bar.
Well, can you just put send me something to do it?
Yeah.
On a,
absolutely.
Yeah, that way I won't have to tie you up on the phone. And
okay.
Just, I mean, I know how to use a computer, but sometimes, well, I won't go there.
Okay, just bear with me.
Other favorites. I don't know why it keeps doing that. You're signed out.
All right, just bear with me. And can you do me a favor and confirm your email address for me, please?
Yeah, that's a simple one. It's BillGeigel@gmail.com. B-I-L-L, my last name, G-E-I-S-E-L.
Okay.
@gmail.com. Enter.
All right, I'm getting that email typed up for you now.
I do think I came into the right one now this time, but although I still don't see. Yeah, this is one that anybody would dial into, and it's just, you know, it's the fastest 100% fiber internet. And it says shop now over on the right in big red.
And then, yeah, and then up and above the shop in. Now, there should be support.
There it is. I knew I could do it.
I knew it too.
I'd still like to have the paperwork just in case I...
Of course. Well, here's the great part about it, is that once you get to that support page, you're going to go halfway down to where it'll be like an orange background. And in white, it'll say using Archtop's residential phone / voice service. You're going to click here for residential phone. So scroll down past the frequently asked questions.
How to troubleshoot. Let's see, which one is it finding? Paying your bills.
Yep, keep going down.
Yeah, which one is it again?
Using Archtop's residential phone / voice service. So keep going until you see an orange background.
Oh, okay. So you need to see.
So you're going to click here for residential phone.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Click here for residential phone, right?
Yes. And then you're going to click on the subscriber guide, which at that point it will... it will download the PDF file. And it's a total
Let's see what it says.
I mean, there's a lot of pages. I will tell you that. I think there's like 74.
Subscriber guide.
Yes.
Okay. But I
so there's
like
a lot of
paper,
different
so
things that you can
so
do with
I,
the phone.
If I lose this thing, I'll have to go back in again.
Yeah, but you can also save it to your computer.
No, I do that, and I can never find it. I don't understand that.
No worries. You can actually search in your search bar at the bottom of your screen.
Oh,
right.
Then it'll bring it up.
Yes.
You're right. Yeah. Okay. I can play with this now. I'll probably screw it all up, but that's all right. All right.
All right, Bill, and just to make sure that everything is all set, go ahead and verify your service address so I can update your notes to show that everything has been resolved.
Which address? You just want my address?
Yeah, just the regular address.
Yeah, it's 119 Highland Avenue in Kingston.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. So I'll go ahead and update to show that everything has been resolved and that you now have the subscriber guide as well. And that way,
let me look here and see if I got that. I'll go on the email real quick. Or not. I'm not.
All right, perfect. Does everything look good on the PDF?
Yeah, okay. I can read it. You're absolutely right.
Awesome. I just wanted to make sure.
All right. You sent that to the Gmail, right? Inbox.
Yes. I'm sending you the link so that if ever you lose it, you are able to get back to that link so that way you can click on that subscriber guide again.
You sent that already?
I'm in the process of it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't see it.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure I'm not losing it again.
No worries. I will definitely get that to you. All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling back to Archtop Fiber, and I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your week.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You said it was a glitch in the phone, so I guess it wasn't my wire.
Correct.
I didn't really find anything wrong with it, so. Okay.
But you are all set, and I'm sending you the link now.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are so very welcome. Is there anything else that I might be able to assist with today?
No, I just need that magic wand, that's all.
I completely understand.
Yeah.
I could use one too, to be honest. All right, well, again, thank you so much.
I just had what they call nerve ablation. You know what that is?
Yes, that's actually the surgery they have to do for me.
Oh, okay.
That's the exact surgery they have to do
level.
For me.
Well, there's only, yeah.
They have to do it on both sides for me. Yeah, they have to do it on both sides. It's not fun.
Well, my whole back is bad. My neck, I got, I'm fused from T2 to, no, I'm fused from C3 to T2.
Oof, that's
I got
rough.
Metal in the front and the back. In the bottom of the, where the T2 wire rods are, there's two screws screwed into the vertebrae below it, holding it up.
Yeah, my significant other wants me to just get the disc replacement altogether, but they won't let me do that without trying the nerve ablation first, so.
Why did you get such a bad back? You sound like you're pretty young.
I'm 34, and I've got a bad back. I've had pain for the last 20 years, so it's okay.
Yeah, my granddaughter is the same age as you, and she's had that done. I'm going, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, unfortunately, it happens. I mean, it's pretty rough.
She blamed it on me because she said, it must just be in the family or whatever, your genes or something.
Yeah, I mean, genetics can sometimes play a part in it, but I don't think that's really what happened. I mean, it really depends on how active we are as kids, too. But, I mean, as far as it goes, as long as it gets resolved and I'm no longer in pain, I mean, the nerve ablation only works for 18 months, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, I've done reading on that, and I don't know. Mine feels a little better in one area, but it's still very bad. I don't know. They hit one area is all it is, and then you have to keep looking for more.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes, I completely understand
radio
that one, too.
They got it. They kill the nerve.
Yes.
But then your body tries to rebuild it.
Absolutely. And, hopefully it works. And I know it can take 18 months for the nerve to regrow.
I'm sure it will. Hopefully it'll last for a long time.
Yeah, for me, 18 months doesn't sound very long.
Can I ask you who your doctor is or where you're going?
So I have one in Rhinebeck. I forget his name, but he seems pretty good.
I go to the Albany Medical Center.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been thinking about, switching, but just because the insurance still needs me to try other things before going for major surgery.
Oh, talking about insurance.
I know. I used to work for an insurance company, so.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I worked for AT&T, and they always gave us good insurance, and then, now they switched stuff over to Advantage.
Okay.
Medicare, but their plan is fairly good, but I'm sure I'm going to need surgery and do different things like that, and I'm wondering if I shouldn't go back to a Medicare supplement.
So when you reach a certain age, you have to go for Medicare, but I would definitely call your insurance to see what your plan covers. That way you can compare as to what would cover better.
Well, I'm just wondering if the Advantage program, because I've looked that up, several states are not even allowing that anymore.
That's interesting.
So
honestly, personally, I haven't heard of it.
AT&T is in-network, out-of-network, same price, same copay.
Okay. Well, I know that there are some benefits to having employer insurance versus, individual. So I would definitely call both and see what the requirements are.
Yeah, I know. When you get older, they don't really want to give it to you.
Yeah, and it's hard.
Do you smoke? What else is wrong with you?
No. I mean, that's basically it. I would definitely reach out to them, and I'm just glad that we were able to resolve all the issues.
They said, you can do it as long as it's before December 7th. But I don't know how much they're going to charge me. The last time it was almost $300 a month. I pay nothing now, basically.
That can be frustrating for sure.
I'll probably just say
I went ahead and I've got the email out to you with the link. That way you should be able to just click on that link and it'll bring you right back to those three buttons where you'll be able to hit the residential, the subscriber guide.
I'm looking to see if you sent it. I don't see it yet.
It sometimes takes a second, but I did send it out.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day and a fantastic rest of your journey. Hopefully everything eases up once you do get it.
What was your first name again?
CJ.
CJ?
Yes, CJ. C as in cat.
Okay.
Well, again, I hope you have a fantastic week.
Yes, you too.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now.